matter how I love thee, let me count the ways. 1, 2
We're on the air.
50 Oh, yeah. Sorry. I love her. Look at this picture she posted just the other day, tweeted.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Taylor and the Pretty Reckless on KLOS.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
More coverage of the Alex Jones trial. Very excited about that.
Rotten bastard.
I'd love to see a rotten bastard go down.
Yes.
Very excited about that.
Go down in flames, you piece of crap.
We're finally going to get to sex with furniture.
That is one of the weirdest things you've ever said, and that's saying something.
Yep.
Sex with furniture, huh? Hmm. All right.
Now, I guarantee it'll be 99% men.
100%. I would go 100.
I was going to say 100, but why go 100?
Yeah. No, you're right.
Because...
Well, maybe there's one lady out there that found an amazing chair.
In our youth.
Or something.
No, never mind.
Yeah, we'll tell you later. No, so I'm good at
it. We'll tell you later. And our Give Me Five is one word titles today.
That's right. Our friend Marcy did 6 word titles today, and she played some amazing stuff. What do you want from life? The Tubes. I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
An Old Man Down the Road. So all these 6 ones. So I thought, let's just do one. It's a lot easier.
One word titles.
Yeah, we're super lazy. We'll just
do 5 songs in a row with the theme of one word titles at 5 o'clock. And this hour, your KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park tickets.
That's right.
Coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
I promise not to stop when I say when.
Gonna need another safe word then.
Yeah, I don't think.
You know what I'm saying?
He's not talking about sex.
Oh, though. Well.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo.
Alex Jones, we both hate.
Blech.
He's a super far-right conspiracy theorist.
He's a lunatic.
On his InfoWars, he spread lies about the Sandy Hook school shooting.
to put it mildly.
And said that it was just the government and they hired actors and it was all fake and it didn't happen.
But now that he's in court, I admit it's 100% true.
Yes. Blech. So he has been found guilty for that already, for liable.
Woo!
Yes. And this week they're having a trial where they're trying to figure out how much he pays. Play this from court.
Mr. Jones, in discovery, you were asked, do you have Sandy Hook text messages on your phone? And you said no, correct? You said that under oath, Mr. Jones, didn't you?
But if I was mistaken, I was mistaken, but you got the messages right there.
You know what perjury is, right? I just want to make sure you know before we go any further.
You know what perjury is.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So you did get my text messages. And they said you didn't. Nice trick.
You didn't give this text message to me. You don't know where this came from. Do you know where I got this?
No.
Did you know that 12 days ago, your attorneys messed up and sent me an entire digital copy of your entire cell phone with every text message you've sent for the past 2 years, and when informed, did not take any steps to identify it as privileged or protect it in any way. And as of 2 days ago, it fell free and clear into my possession. And that is how I know you lied to me when you said you didn't have text messages about Sandy Hook.
I mean, how many? There's a whole list.
Oh, it's on.
Whole list of things they've already said. Oh, here, you lied about this. You lied about that. You lied about this.
They caught him lying very many, very many times.
Yes. How anyone can't see through those kind of people?
So let's,
I don't know.
By the way, no one in the court can't see through him.
Right,
like,
of course.
The judge hates him.
No, of course.
Both lawyers hate him. His, prosecuting attorney and his defense attorney.
I've never met a single human being who doesn't lie at one time or another, ever. But some people, that's all they do. That is all they do.
As much as he breathes, he lies.
Exactly.
And we have him on the phone, on the Heineken 00 hotline. Let's say hi to Alex Jones. Hey, Alex.
Hi. Say drop dead.
Yeah, that's a hell of an intro. I got to tell you, you guys have been great to me.
Drop
thank you so much.
Dead.
All right.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Thank you.
You have COVID now?
I need a throat lozenge. I need a throat lozenge. I got problems with my larynx.
I see. Okay.
I'll give you a throat lozenge.
How do you think the trial's going, Alex?
Couldn't go better, I'm telling you. I'm finally exposing all the lizard people. Everyone is finally trying out the truth of what's going on with the globalist New World Order conspiracy. Finally, the truth is getting out there because people are asking questions.
I didn't hear it. I've been watching the trial pretty closely. I haven't heard any of that.
Yeah, it seems the opposite.
That judge is a liar. A liar. I put pictures of her on fire. That's how much of a liar she is.
She has told you in so many words, I can't believe I have to tell you this again, but you're out of order.
Yeah, she seems
and
like
you're under oath, and you've lied many times.
She seems upset with you.
Well, that's because she is a robot zombie, and she's afraid that I'm exposing that to everyone. She is not alive. She is a corpse that has been animated to run that court. If you're familiar with the science of necrobiotics, you know that she is absolutely not even real. At the base of her skull, she has a pencil sharpener where her brain should be.
Why does she have a pencil sharpener there?
Convenience. I can only assume convenience.
Do you think you'll bring that up at any point in court? Because I would hope you would.
I will bring it up. Okay. When, you know, they're trying to get me for all this money. InfraWars is bankrupt, by the way.
It's funny because she said that's not true either.
Oh.
It's absolutely true because the jury has been handpicked. These people don't know what planet they're on. And I have scientific evidence that their brains have been replaced with Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That would be delicious.
Scientific evidence. That's hard to believe.
See,
once again, just for convenience sake, I think if they get hungry, they can dig into their heads.
Do you by any chance have easy access to that $4.1 million they've already charged you?
I don't have the InfraWars is bankrupt. I have no money whatsoever. So I'd like to know if you guys would be interested in buying some CoQ10. It's the best stuff. These supplements are amazing.
Alex.
I've got nano silver, colloidal silver, toothpaste. It'll cure anything.
Alex.
And I'd like you guys to each. I got to move about 4.1 bottles of this stuff.
It's $1 million a bottle?
$1 million a bottle. It's the best. I'm telling you, it's great stuff. So if you guys would buy 4.1 bottles, I'd appreciate it.
I don't think either of us want that, but didn't you make millions and millions and millions of dollars on that, selling that crap?
No, not at all. No. It turns out that I have... Sorry, I got a tickle in my throat. I'm not a tech guy. I don't know how throats work.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Don't call now, but before 4 o'clock, we've got your tickets for KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney's California Adventure Park.
We are so going to get you in there after the park has closed.
Correct. Everybody else gets thrown out, and then you get in.
And you party.
So that's coming up. First, you know what it's like when you learn new tech?
Mm-hmm.
And you find out things that you didn't know. You're like, I didn't know it could do that.
Right.
That's
yes.
great. Well,
yes.
There's a weatherman
yeah.
in Chicago on the ABC channel there.
Yeah.
And the weatherman did not have any idea how the map worked, so because he's never touched it.
Okay.
But by touching it, you can move it.
Okay.
And he had...
Wait, is he live on the air?
Yes, he's live on the air.
Oh, no.
And he has no idea that this is possible. And then when we play it, you'll hear somebody else come over and go, let me try.
Right.
I think that's like the sports guy or somebody. Like, they forgot they were on the air. And they were just like, oh, that's so cool.
In Chicago.
In Chicago.
Not in St. Louis or somewhere small. Chicago.
No. Listen to this.
Right now, kind of hung up just a little bit. Ooh, I moved the map. I didn't know I could do that. No way.
Are you serious? Did you just discover that?
I got to try it.
Hold on.
Can you believe that? Just touch it. You go anywhere you want.
That's so cool.
I didn't know. Can I zoom?
Right,
what are they in junior high? Is this like a high school newscast?
Oh, don't you dare.
Hey, listen, it's rock radio versus weather report. Saving lives.
Complain about other people being unprofessional. You go straight to hell. So now he goes, oh, I wonder if I could, you know, expand
open it up.
So he does the two things with his fingers and opens it up.
Let me ask you a question, be honest.
Yes.
Have you ever done that in real life, like to a magazine or a window yet? Try and open it up so you can see
Of course.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Of course.
I did it in a plane for the first time. I wanted to see outside the window a little better. And I'm like, what the hell is the matter with me?
Maybe you shouldn't make fun of it.
I guess I shouldn't. You know what? He's a professional.
So now he tries
to open it that way.
Open it up.
Right.
Oh, man. It's a great day. It's a great day. So beautiful start this morning. Our temperatures are warming up nicely this afternoon, but we're still good. I've never touched it before. Oh, my gosh. You can tilt it? What's going on here?
Wait a minute. Now it's starting to sound dirty.
It tilts it like
wow.
sort of backwards.
Right.
And he's doing all these things. He's like, I can't believe it.
And he's been on the air for 25 years with the same equipment.
All right. Anyway, I'm going to figure this all out. A beautiful day in the next couple of days. Roz, we're going to go out to you while I figure out this new... Right now, kind of hung up.
That's beautiful, man. That is beautiful. That is filled with beauty.
This is a good day. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
No.
As you know, we lost Vin Scully this week. And that was a painful thing.
Yeah.
And I've been going down the rabbit hole trying to find him telling stories because he's an amazing storyteller.
Yeah.
That was one of the things that I loved about him.
Yeah.
He happens to work in a sport where he can tell a story.
Yeah. And has time to do it.
While it's going on.
Yeah. So, and that's something I don't think you can teach. That's something that is inherent. You just have that ability, and there's not very many people that do.
Well, I'll tell you.
We don't.
Here's a perfect example. You and I would, I would look at this story, and I would go, not telling that. It's too gross.
Okay. Oh, what, you're going to play
I'm
right now?
I'm not telling the story. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I just wouldn't. I would just go, no, no, that is...
not happening.
No, it's too gross.
Okay.
Too gross.
Right.
Vin Scully is talking about Baumgartner, who's the pitcher for the Giants at the time.
Okay.
I think it was 2016. Mm-hmm. And they were playing the Dodgers. And he starts telling this story about hacking a snake into pieces and inside are bunnies.
Whoa!
Yes!
What? And I was We're like, not going to do a half-ass autopsy on a fish here on the deck and have that boy spill out all the like jaws.
What is happening?
That's really weird.
To how he works it in and wraps it up into a nice little story.
Nice.
You know, Baumgartner tells a story which, in a sense, reminds you of what it takes to be a big league ball player. It's 2 years ago in spring training, and he and his wife were roping cattle, which is what they do. 1-1 pitch, sinker low, ball 2-1.
That is just, I love that ability to be able to watch the game, still mention, get the points done.
Talk about what you're talking about, be clear on all of it.
But go back.
Yeah.
And they were startled by a large snake. And Madison thought it was a rattlesnake, so he grabbed an axe and he hacked the snake to pieces. But there's something more to the story. 2-1 pitch, low, ball 3-1. When his wife, Allie, and an expert field dresser examined what was left of the snake, she found two baby jackrabbits inside pieces of the snake and extracted them.
Now, at this point, I'm thinking, this is a gross story. Why are you telling it? How are you going to make it work?
This is like a doctor you trust sitting down on your hospital bed saying, you know what, we found some stuff inside of you. But we're going to take care of
it. Because he's Vin Scully, he's able to make it work.
Yeah.
3-1 pitch to Turner, way inside, ball 4. And after she extracted them a short while later, the Baumgartners noticed that one of the rabbits had moved slightly. It was alive. Well, his wife brought the rabbit back to their apartment. For the next few days, they kept it warm, bottle nursed it. And the rabbit soon was healthy enough that they released it into the wild.
Aww.
And Madison said, just think about how tough that rabbit was. First it gets eaten by a snake, then the snake gets chopped to pieces, then it gets picked up by people and lives. It's all true. Meanwhile, line drive base hit to center by Hendrick, and the Dodgers are in business, first and second, and nobody out.
Back to the story.
So I guess really the morale to the whole story about the rabbit and the snake, you've got to somehow survive, you've got to somehow battle back. A lesson well taught for all of us.
How does he do that?
That is amazing.
That was his talent. One of his talents was being able to tell stories.
With that voice and that delivery,
while
man.
While calling a game.
Wow.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Dorothy's Nguyen, rest in peace, still holding strong. She is on the list of the most played, most active rock songs in the radio world right now.
Excellent.
Number one is Ozzy. He's up there with Patient Number 9, which is such a great song. The new Shinedown song that Matt Pinfield has been playing on Sunday nights is in there as well. And she's like sitting at number 6 with that one, rest in peace. So congratulations to her. That's been a long time. She's doing really well with that song. Love her.
Let's talk about, how did we get into this topic?
Wow, I don't know. Yeah, I know what you're saying, and I
because
don't...
we did, and it's been on the list for a long time.
Yeah, a month ago. I can tell you one quick little story. And we did talk about this on the show Grace and Frankie. This guy was really pissed at this girl for years because he thought he had lost his virginity to her. And he just couldn't believe the way she treated him and didn't care. But finally, it turns out that he hadn't lost his virginity to her, but to the couch that they were on because he was so drunk.
He mistook?
Yes. So he had sex with the furniture.
For her?
Yes.
Wow.
Like, we didn't do anything. You had a good time with a couch.
Well, that was the story that somehow we came along another story where somebody had sex with a couch.
Yes. So furniture.
And I have a friend. Yeah. Yeah, you had sex with furniture.
Listen, that's what we want to talk
that's
about.
That's what we want to talk about. 888-955 KLOS. First of all,
accidentally or not,
Mike Catherwood, Psycho Mike.
Uh-huh. Oh, he's an odd fellow.
My friend.
Uh-huh.
Was, for a long time, a drug addict.
Mm-hmm.
and had sex with everything in the house. There was nothing safe. Nothing.
Even grandma's favorite chair?
Oh, man.
The refrigerator?
Like a couch, like sure. Four different ways.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, so you got to have that special kind of high to
imagine
be able to go.
Imagine the crime scene cleanup that had to be done when that house was
put
sold.
Put this blue light, black light thing out of here. Oh my God. One wants to see
just
that.
Just set it on fire. The spatula's in the drawer going, no, please.
If there's anything that should get people to nod, it'd be like, well, you might have to realize after that you had sex with every piece of furniture in the house.
So that is what we're looking for.
Yes.
You had sex with furniture. Listen, we all did stuff when we were young.
Mm-hmm.
It's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend, though, who, and I've never heard of this one.
Mm.
My friend told me that he didn't understand what oral was.
Okay. All right. Well, that's, you know, early on, you can not know what that means.
But it included the word blow.
Okay, right. Uh-huh. How that worked. Well, that's understandable. So it's a misnomer, you know.
Right, yes.
It's not really going to do any good.
So he went to a public restroom.
Oh, no.
That had the hand dryer.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And
you know, listen, if you don't know, we will look for anything that might get her done.
I don't.
Early
you
on.
Those are higher, are they not? Don't you have to jump? Like, I don't know how that would work.
There's a joke about being able to ring a doorbell if you don't have any arms and legs, that sort of thing. It floats around from time
to
time.
So listen, I know these stories are going to be old,
mm-hmm.
because hopefully you've learned by now.
Right, or, you know, your friend confessed to you, and it's okay, you don't have to share your friend's name, but what happened? Why? How?
855 KLOS. I mean, I do think that Mike may still be doing that.
Even sans drugs? Because
It's possible.
Huh.
It's possible.
Well, listen, if it's really that good, I'd like to know.
Right? Which couch does he have?
You're not donating that couch to charity afterwards.
No, you are not.
You're burning it ritualistically.
You're burning that right to the ground.
Yeah.
All right, so furniture and
fess up.
And sex. K18-955-KLOS.
You're assuming I'm a professional. You are incorrect, sir.
That is correct. I am incorrect. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Listen, when you start out, when you're young, you don't fully understand everything.
Yeah, your first few times, you might be confused. Is it her? Is it the furniture?
So we're talking about sex with furniture.
It'll happen. On purpose or no?
I told the story of my friend.
Who does?
Who thought.
Oh, yes.
That was how it worked. So he went into a public restroom and tried to use one of those hand dryers.
Not the paper towel.
Because it blew.
Which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good try.
Doesn't sound satisfying.
I can tell you one thing. I once, as a 14-year-old, thought that, you know, the pool whips down at the bottom of the pool that, like, shoot the water out really hard, fast,
right?
Whatever, you know, to clean the pool.
Right.
Might feel good on a certain area, but if you put it in the wrong place, there's an incredible amount of pain involved. It's like, wow! Ouch!
KLOS, hello.
Hi. I had sex with a motorcycle.
Oh.
Didn't think about that.
Yeah.
With a motorcycle seat?
You know, the kickstand, right?
Sure.
Oops. Oh, no.
Did you hang up on...
Oh, my God. No. Call back.
Of a bitch.
Yes, I spent too much time with you. I'm learning your ways. Hanging up. I know. That was wonderful.
You know they have a kickstand. Where was she going to go from there?
Know. I was just thinking it started up and
always
it's her. Hello?
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 Yeah, hello. Oh. I got cut off.
Sorry.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Kevin hung up on you. He accidentally. What an idiot.
Yeah, I'm dumb.
All right, so back to it.
So you were talking about a motorcycle and then a kickstand.
Right. So this center kickstand, you lift the bike up on it. So it sort of creates like a pivot back and forth. You could. Anyway, so I did. I sat across astride the seat on the motorcycle with my hands on the handlebars because, I mean, come on, you got to have motorcycle experience.
Sure. Of course.
And I just rocked that thing back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
When was the last time You made sweet, sweet love to a motorcycle.
Oh, darling, it was a... Well, you know, actually, I kind of do every time I'm a passenger.
Nice.
Oh, all right. Sure.
That makes sense.
You know, yeah. Because I love it
yeah.
so much.
Yeah, yeah. Right on. Well, I'm really sorry Kevin hung up on you. Thank you for calling back.
How dare you.
You bet you, babe. Have a good one.
Right on. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Maybe you didn't understand everything fully.
Yeah.
But you had sex with furniture.
An inanimate object of some sort. That's a very weird topic, dude. It's a very, yes. very weird subject.
Yes, it is. And I, both of us remember it, but we don't remember what we got it from.
Yeah.
But it was from a story.
Yeah, someone said something, and we thought, well, we need to talk about that in depth at some point. At, today's that day.
At times, you don't fully understand life.
And how things work.
Right.
The birds, the bees.
And so maybe when you're younger,
mm-hmm.
you have, you know, passionate sex with your couch. Let's just use an example. So, KLOS, hello.
It wasn't with a couch or nothing, but many years ago when I was in my heyday, I was about 20,
mm-hmm.
and I found this young lady, and she you know, we were going to go do it. She said, I'm going to give you my first up. Well, she didn't know she was supposed to. She was
right.
After all, I said, no, I basically had to, you know, tell her what to do.
How long did that take between when she started and when she learned
when
what
she when she realized the error of her ways?
What you're supposed to do.
About 5 seconds in.
Wow, okay. I mean, you must have started laughing, right?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Listen, it is named wrong.
Yeah, it's confusing.
It is exactly. named poorly. Yeah. So, all right.
Right on.
And that's what she thought.
Yep.
Yeah, sure. Understandable.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, what's going on? Yo, all right. So, shout out KLOS. I'm over here at work, stuck at work till 5. My phone's dead. I got a little radio right here next to me.
Hold on, your phone is
Do
dead?
You think? Yeah. I'm
is
just,
are you, like, in my head right now? Are you, like, is that how you're communicating?
No. I use my coworker's phone. I was wondering if that's the Black Sabbath.
No. Play War Pigs by Black Sabbath. Oh, hey, that's a good idea. Yes. I like that idea. All right, sure.
Boom.
An impromptu request from someone who didn't have a phone and contacted us telepathically. I don't know if you heard that, but that was interesting. Good one. Good request.
It is KLOS. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We're talking about sex with furniture. And I'm telling you, we got more calls than we thought we would.
Yeah.
What's happening?
You people are awesome for fessing up. I love it.
Hello?
Is this KLOS?
Yep. It is. Yes.
You want to hear about my kid in the vacuum?
Yes, I do. Right? We do.
More than anything.
Yes.
Okay, so my 14-year-old stepson, talking to the guys at school. Yeah, and vacuums are, yeah, hey, what you didn't say before, damn it, don't
correct.
Yep.
Well, junior high, they tell each other lies.
Sure.
Hilarious.
You should have looked at electric stick broom. He should have been able to look at that and look at himself and figure out he was over.
Hey man, you're looking for getting things done. You'll try anything.
You're not thinking straight
no.
at that point.
No,
there's a lot of blood that's rushing from your big head.
Yeah, but when because it ain't thinking either. No, but you know, you go to the emergency room and the receptionist is like 15 feet away from you and won't talk to you. Just keep saying, "Can I help you? Can I help you?" And I just completely, totally lost it. It says, "See him over there? Your brain's trying to F the vacuum cleaner, and he needs to see a doctor."
It's good. He probably wasn't embarrassed enough, so I'm glad that you called him brains in the ER.
I'm sorry, ma'am. We can't hear you through the bulletproof glass. What exactly was he doing?
3 days in the hospital.
Oh, man. That's
three
rough.
Days.
Wow.
The sad part was the urologist said nobody ever goes back to school and tells them it doesn't work. Usually it's a shop vac. And yeah, sometimes it has to be surgically removed. He said, don't say anything. It happens all the time.
It happens all the time.
I believe it. I totally believe it. 100%.
By the way, if I'm your stepson, I'm going back to school and going, this was the greatest thing ever.
Hey, he still managed to have 4 kids.
I sort of have a boner.
Give me 5. In a row with Kevin and Sligo with a theme.
a theme, and today's theme is what, Kevin?
One-word titles.
Yeah, because Marcy, earlier today, did her boot camp theme, and it was words, song titles with six words in it.
So I thought we'd just go with one.
Yeah. And speaking of, here's Metallica One. So what can you think of? Can you think of one? Give us a call, 818-955-KLOS. Super long titles that are just one word long. That's going to happen very soon, but not yet. It's one word titles, and that was one from Metallica.
It is Gimme Five, one word titles.
And Deep Purple is our second victim?
No, I would say a celebration.
Did he? Oh, celebration. That's nice. It is Hush on KLOS.
KLOS, hello.
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 One word?
Yeah. One word song titles.
Jump.
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 Jump. Jump.
Are you saying jump?
Yep.
Jump.
I said jump.
Crisscross.
Nope,
I think he's thinking Van Halen.
Oh, Van Halen.
Yeah,
that's right.
They're doing Gimme Five one-word titles. KLOS, hello.
Yeah.
Woo!
KLOS.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Okay, what about Help by the Beatles?
Help.
Help by the Beatles.
I like that. Who are you?
Melissa.
Melissa, well done you. Well done, Melissa.
Nicely done. And who's your passenger?
And I have my twin sister
Marissa.
Stop. All right, for the two of you, stop.
Stop.
Here's Help. I want you to guess what number one is, because it kind of makes sense in our little countdown today.
We already used one by Metallica.
Yeah, and that's how it started.
Okay.
Think of that. That's how it started. It's one word titles today on the Gimme Five. Hush from Deep Purple is next. Got a request for Jump from Van Halen. Got a request for Help from the Beatles right there.
I have a guess.
You do? You have a guess? Okay.
One by you too.
You bastard. But that's not it.
Oh.
Hello, KLOS.
Careless Whisper.
I'm sorry, that's two words.
Yeah, but good try.
Oh, boy. I said it fast.
55 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We are going to be talking about tattoos you regret.
Oh, man.
Because that is a huge category.
Yeah, it'd be pretty common for people to go, what the hell?
Right. What was I thinking? And by the way, spouse? Boyfriend, girlfriend,
yeah.
It's a curse.
Yes.
It's a curse.
Yeah, it's just asking for a let's break up.
This guy made a terrible choice that he now regrets. Listen to this.
This tattoo on police officer Eric Wina's hands immediately caught the attention of his superiors at the Cincinnati Police Department. Tatted on his knuckles, the word pure on one hand and evil on the other.
Pure evil. He holds his hands up and it says pure evil.
I think the only job that would be worse to have that, it would be like a priest.
It's not, right.
It doesn't make sense.
It's on his fingers.
You're a cop.
You're a police officer. What is wrong with you?
Department records show that tattoo in December 2021 got him reassigned to the impound lot.
Oops.
To limit his public exposure. Department policy prohibits tattoos on the face, neck, head, and hands. A CPD captain wrote in a summary of Wida's disciplinary hearing, he showed remorsefulness for obtaining the tattoo.
All right, hold up. Now I want to play Let's Guess. Let's guess how he tried to explain it away. This is his excuse.
Can he say he was drunk? That he maybe, my guess is he would say they misspelled what he wanted or something. That would be my guess.
But it makes sense.
I know, yeah.
There's nothing misspelled.
No.
I don't know how.
I don't know what he would have been saying he was.
When I found out what his explanation was, I was like, well, no. No, I mean, that's just a lie.
Denied.
That's just not possible.
And acknowledged a lack of discretion. Wida said the words pure evil should not be observed as one message. Officer Wida did explain to the internal investigation section the words pure evil represented a struggle between good and evil.
Oh.
But an ordinary citizen would not be privy to this directive.
Good angel and devil sitting on your shoulders.
You would put good. You wouldn't put pure. That makes no sense.
Pure evil.
Dude,
so now
on.
The guy is checking in cars in the impound lot. That has to be where they put, and forgive me if that's your job, that has to be where they put the bad cops.
Yeah, well, like you said, they want to keep them away from the public.
Right.
At the very least, they're like, dude, you're going back. I mean, just go in and get something else done to it.
Yeah, well, a lot of people would just tattoo over it.
Yeah, exactly.
They were asking him why he wouldn't get it taken off, and because it's expensive. Because
I'm pure evil.
It's expensive, right.
Also, that's who I am.
I'm pure evil.
Deal with it.
But I work for the police.
So, 818-955-KLOS, tattoos that you regret.
Oh.
They were a great idea at the time, you thought.
Yeah.
Really good idea.
Do you think most of it is drunk? We are going to ask.
I would think.
We are going to ask if you were drunk because that is the most common reason.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, maybe you weren't necessarily. Yeah. Yes. I would think.
It really would be. I mean, I know that most tattoo artists that are on the up and up wouldn't tattoo somebody who's smashed.
Right.
Like, but you can be drunk and you can be tipsy and you can.
No, I'm not going to tattoo mom on your face. It's just not going to happen.
Forehead. Just put it on my butt and make the O my hole.
I'm not going to do pure evil. You're a cop. What's wrong with you?
So, tattoos you regret. 818-955-KLOS.
As it appeared on the album, Love and Touch and Squeezin' / City of Angels. You know, so many of those songs that would just meld into one another. And I'd like to throw them in on Two for Tuesday.
Yes, you do.
Little album cut things.
It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon on KLOS. And we're talking about tattoos that you regret. KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Sligo, my favorite DJ.
We are great. Thank you. We're talking about tattoos you regret. You have some?
Okay, yeah. So I'm 62 years old. This probably happened 42 years ago. I'm 20 or whatever. Just got married. Smoking pot, drinking beer, went to Venice Beach, got me a tattoo. I love the Rolling Stones. Got a Stones tattoo
on my
my shoulder. Put it this way, if I wear a tank top, you can't see it, okay?
Okay.
If you put a 50 cent piece over the tattoo, it's covered. And now, you know, everybody's tatted up all the way up. So, like, it's just embarrassing. They're like, do you have any tattoos? I'm like, no.
I have this little tiny one right here.
Just because it's super lame, you mean?
It's just tiny. It's a Stone's tongue, but it's just tiny. It's ridiculous.
Dude, you're not alone. There's a lot of us that have tiny little things.
Listen, I like the Stones just a little bit, too. KLOS, hello.
Yo, what it do, what it do?
What's happening, man?
Talking about tattoos that you regret.
Oh, yeah, I got Kiss This tattooed on my rear end.
You do?
Yes, I do.
And how sober were you when you had it done?
Hold, do you regret that?
I was in prison.
You were in prison?
Yeah. I'm sorry?
Yeah. So it was homemade, as it were. Cell-made.
I was not expecting in prison. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It was for the guard because he was an ass. So when I had to go to a visit, they would see the bumper sticker and he can read. But he's like, my ass.
That's funny. What's he looking at your butt for anyway?
Well, because you went to a visit. They want to make sure you didn't...
Oh, yeah.
Right. Gotcha.
Right on. Well,
Are you still happy with it, or do you regret it now?
No, it's still rad. It's as rad as it
was. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay, thank you.
I just wanted to talk about my butt on the air. Okay.
Well done.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
That's kind of what we do for a living.
Hey, you guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Tattoos you regret.
Yeah, you betcha. All right, so I got one on my right arm. I wanted to get a lion. It was my first tattoo. This was way back when. And I wanted a noble-looking lion, you know, not something that looked like it was out of a cartoon. Or,
right.
You know, just a good-looking lion. And I saw this book called Metropolitan Museum of Art, and I saw this lion in there that dated back 500 years before Christ. So
right.
I'm going, you know, that's a good-looking lion. It was, like, gold. And I had the tattoo put on my arm, you know, on my shoulder, big.
Right.
When I was in New Orleans. Well, let's fast forward now to the conflict in Iran when they changed their flag. They chose the same lion.
Oh, the same one.
Yes, they did.
Oh, my God.
Yes, they did.
The lion asked me, are you Iranian?
Oh.
And I'm like, no. Why do you ask?
They probably went.
That's the lion on the flag.
They probably went for it because it was out of in public domain. They had to have an artist create it.
Here's
a free one.
What if there was, like, online, there were a bunch of pictures, and there was a picture of your tattoo, and somebody in Iran saw that and went, let's make that our flag.
Wow.
Anyway, guys.
Thank you.
So it's totally his fault.
Yes.
818-955-KLOS.
Tattoos you regret. In about 25 minutes, we're going to talk more about this edit feature on messages.
It's very exciting. You text someone the wrong phone number or date or
picture
that you want to get rid of. You have 15 minutes to make it vanish.
And that's a thing that's going to happen.
That's a good thing.
That's coming up. Right now, we're talking about tattoos that you regret. KLOS, hello.
I have a butterfly, but my old neighbor had one that was worse.
You have a... Wait, hold on. Let's rewind that. A butterfly.
Half a butterfly.
Half a butterfly. And where is it?
It's on my boob.
On your boob.
It's like the side view of a butterfly out yesterday.
Okay. All right.
What happened to the other half?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. But what was the worst one then your friend had?
Peace. The word peace, but not spelled like peace on earth, you know, love and peace, like piece of pie.
P-I-E-C-E, really?
Awesome.
Hilarious.
Cross her whole chest. It was, oh my God, I felt so sorry for her.
Hilarious.
So as in you would like a piece, question mark?
She should just put ass underneath it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
Awesome, thanks for calling.
Hello, KLOS.
I got a best friend tattoo with my best friend of 35 years. And then she had an affair with my husband.
Oh, my God. Man. After 35 years. Wow. How long had it been going on?
Just briefly, a few months. But, you know, all I could think about was, oh, my God, I've got to get this off of my leg. And so I called my tattoo artist and I got it covered up.
Good.
Wow. 35 years. Yeah. You would think you're safe at that point.
Right.
Wow.
I guess I won't get the Kevin tattoo I was going to get after all. Wow. Right on. Thank you for calling. And sorry to hear about it. That sucks.
Yeah, that's the worst. Yeah.
Yep, totally. Yep. No best friend tattoos.
Yeah.
Don't do good it. Advice. Okay. All right. Good.
Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
We're talking about tattoos I regret. I have one.
Yep.
I have got a tattoo on my side. It's about 8 or 9 inches tall. It is a cowgirl over a champagne glass into the glass.
That is classy.
And it was fine until my daughters got about 3 or 4 years old and they realized what it was.
Oh no. Did you get it covered up?
It's not covered up.
What's wrong with you? Now your kids at school are known as the kids with that dad with that tattoo.
Yeah, they need to learn. That's all there is to it. Right on, man. Thanks for calling. Sorry to hear it.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're great. Thank you. We're talking about tattoos that you regret.
Marine Corps, 1975. I was in Hong Kong. I got two buzz, and I got a tattoo on my right butt cheek of Elmer Fudd pointing his shotgun toward the hole with a cap that says, "Come out of there, Wabbit. I know you're in there."
That is hilarious, and you should not regret that.
No, you should leave it. Be proud of it. That's beautiful.
You don't regret that, do you?
Not really. You just can't show it to anybody.
You can't show it to anybody. Of course you can.
I was so... I don't know. Maybe we need to post it. You know, maybe
send us a picture.
Yeah, send us a picture and let us post it. Do it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you. I guess that's not going to happen.
Maybe $20 if he does it. You win $20.
What'd you do today, work, honey? We asked the guy to send a picture of his butt to us. And he did.
And here it is. Look at this. 818-955-KLOS.
Tattoos that were a good idea at the time, but not so much now.
Was that one a good idea ever?
Yes.
Dude, we're totally out of time. We got to go. I want to talk about tattoos some more, but we got to go.
Oh, that's a shame.
Got to go home and tattoo the kitty.
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Alex Jones is an asshole, and now he has to pay for it. It's the best news
that's
ever.
Pretty good news.
We took calls from people who had relations with inanimate objects. The only one who had to go to a hospital for 3 days was a dude with a vacuum. But there was also a woman who called to say that she very much enjoys a motorcycle seat. Very much enjoys.
That's nice. Hey, so where's this podcast that you do? How can you find that? And tell us about it.
Oh, that is called Great News with Kevin and Mike. And it is on YouTube and wherever you find podcasts. It's positive stories.
Which is really amazing, the work you're doing, sir.
Only positive stories to sort of balance out the stories that we give you here on KLOS.
All right, man. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm off to pet the kitty.
See you tomorrow. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park is happening August 25th.
It's just a couple of weeks from right this second.
We would like you to be with us.
Yeah, starting at 9 o'clock at night, we're going to get you into the park after it closes with three of your closest enemies.
4-pack of tickets You can call right now. Be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's really weird, but this just keeps happening. Hello, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lance.
Lance, are you calling for the Disney California Adventure Park?
I am. I'd like to invade if I can.
You are caller 13. You get to invade.
You're an invader.
Nice. Cool. All right.
Congratulations, Lance.
Invasion possible.
Have you been trying this for a while, trying to win these tickets?
Yeah. I mean, my cousin's been trying for it.
And has he won any?
He hasn't won any
yet.
You
call him right now. You get on the phone right now and go, sucka. Sucka.
Really weird. I almost said, hey, dad, instead of, hey, dude. Hey, dude.
To who?
You. What? Dad. Look what I found. I found another pair of tickets. Do you want to give them away like right now?
You almost called me dad.
I did, instead of dude.
Well, don't do that.
You're very old. She's very paternal.
We have another pair of KLOS Summer Invasion tickets of Disney California Adventure Park.
Yeah, let's just give them away now. What the hell?
We just did.
I know. Okay. Let's do it again. What the hell?
818-955-KLOS. Caller 13. Saturday night.
Let's do it again.
Caller 13. Good luck.
Adventure Park.
Oh, see what you did?
I'll go home now.
That's
I'll
really
go sit
great.
In the corner. Thank you.
Daddy. KLOS, hello.
Hello?
Hey, who are you?
David Brown.
David,
you're caller 13.
What?
Oh, my God. I have been... Yes, sir.
You're floored.
Yeah, I am. I've been trying for many, many days.
Well, you won. You're caller 13. You got a 4-pack of tickets to KLOS's Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park on August 25th.
Now you can sit down and enjoy the music and just chill out, man.
Absolutely.
If you would like to join us on KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park, be caller 13. Right now, you'll win a 4-pack of tickets to join us on August 25th. 818-955-KLOS. KLOS.
Who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian, you are caller 13.
Awesome.
Well done.
Thanks.
You're going to join us on August 25th for 4-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Perfect. That's 2 days after my birthday.
Oh, nice. Hey, so what time do you usually hit the hay, go to bed these days?
Looks like a little bit later that night.
There you go.
Damn straight. The very first Billboard Hot 100 was published on this day in rock in 1958. When Billboard combined its 5 separate sales, jukebox, and DJ charts to make the one master list. Very first number one on the list, Ricky Nelson's Poor Little Fool. And now, here's Johnny. The Kinks released their single You Really Got Me on this day in rock in 1964 in the UK. It ended up being number one on the UK charts for 2 weeks. Pink Floyd released their debut album on this day in rock in 1967, The Piper at the Gates of Dawn, most of the songs written by Syd Barrett.